This video, we are talking about what it means to actually launch a local chaplain practice. Many people sense a calling. Many people complete training. Many people gain clarity about the kind of people they want to serve. But then they hesitate at the next step. How do I begin? How do I move from preparation to practice? How do I launch this ministry in a way that is faithful, clear, and sustainable? That is what this video is about. Launching a chaplain practice does not mean building something flashy. It does not mean pretending you have a large ministry on day one, and it does not mean making yourself look important. It means taking wise, prayerful, grounded steps so that real ministry can begin where God has placed you. First, launch with prayer. A local chaplain practice should not be launched merely because you feel restless, excited, or eager to be visible. It should be launched in prayer. Prayer helps you stay rooted in Christ. Prayer tests your motives. Prayer reminds you that this ministry belongs to God before it belongs to you. Prayer also helps you listen. Who are you called to serve? What kind of chaplain ministry are you actually starting? What is the right first step? Who should bless, support, or oversee this work? Which doors are open now and which are not open yet? A prayerful launch is often slower than an impulsive launch, but it is usually stronger. Second, launch with clarity. Do not begin with vague language. You should be able to explain who you serve, what kind of care you offer, where the ministry is rooted, what your boundaries are, and who provides oversight. For example, a church-based chaplain practice may begin by serving shut-ins, hospital patients, grieving families, or local crisis needs connected to the congregation. A soul center-based chaplain practice may begin with prayer-based spiritual care, encouragement, visitation, or neighborhood support for a defined group of people. You do not need to serve everyone at the beginning. In fact, trying to serve everyone often weakens a ministry launch. A better beginning is focused and honest. Third, launch with simple structure. Some people act like structure is unspiritual, but why structure protects ministry? You need a basic plan. How will people contact you? What are the first ministry activities? How will follow-up happen? Who else is involved at the start? Who will you report to? What happens when a situation is beyond your role? This does not require a big system. It requires enough clarity that the ministry can function in peace. Fourth, launch with courage. At some point, preparation must become action. You may not feel fully ready. You may still have unanswered questions. You may still feel imperfect. That is normal. Launching a chaplain practice often takes humble courage, not reckless courage, not self-promoting courage, but faithful courage. You begin visiting, you begin praying, you begin showing up, you begin explaining the ministry clearly, you begin building trust one real interaction at a time. Fifth, start small enough to stay faithful. One of the biggest mistakes is trying to begin at a size you cannot sustain. It is far better to start small and strong than large and confused. A healthy beginning may include a defined group, a simple care rhythm, one or two support people, clear local oversight, and a realistic pace. Now, here is the mistake to avoid. Do not launch mainly through image. Do not make promises you cannot keep. Do not call something a chaplain practice if you have not yet defined what it is. And do not confuse announcement with actual ministry. It is better to launch honestly than impressively. A strong local chaplain practice begins with prayer, clarity, courage, and simple structure. You are not launching a ministry to prove yourself. You are launching a ministry so that real people can receive prayerful, compassionate, Christ-centered care in a real local setting. That is the goal.